Patrick Pepino owns a Ben & Jerry's ice cream shop in Saratoga Springs. He says Governor Cuomo's proposal to push the state's minimum wage up to $15 an hour simply is not based on the reality of small business economics. He says when he started his shop 19 years ago, he made only $15 an hour.
When we purchased the store, I was a manager. I had just finished my MBA. When we purchased the store in 1996, I paid myself $15 an hour as an owner with an MBA with 10 years of relevant experience. You're asking me, Governor Cuomo, to pay my staff who are 15 with no job experience $15 an hour plus tips.
Art Price owns a Roto-Rooter plumbing and septic tank cleaning franchise in Binghamton. He says he knows that what he refers to as cleaning pipes is not the easiest job, so he says he pays more than $15 an hour to his trained workers. He says if the minimum wage is $15, though, he'll have to pay and charge even more.
That's going to raise my cost on my services by probably 30%. Again, this is in a market that is extremely depressed. My customers are already complaining at my cost. To be able to turn to them and say, I have to increase my costs at least 20% to recoup what I'm being mandated by the state is completely unfair to me and completely unfair to my customers.
Pepino and Price are part of a coalition of small business owners who are joining with the Farm Bureau, the Restaurant and Tavern Association, convenience stores, and even ski centers to fight what they say is a false perception that the steep increase in the minimum wage would be good for workers. Mike Durant is with the National Federation of Independent Businesses.
We wanted to make sure that we, as a coalition, showed the legislature and really the Albany bubble, I guess, that the business community is largely united.
In addition, a fiscally conservative think tank is out with a study that shows potential effects of Governor Cuomo's proposal to phase in the $15 an hour minimum wage. Douglas Holtz Eakin, formerly with the Congressional Budget Office and now with the American Action Forum, says raising the minimum wage by that much will actually harm the state's poorest, low-wage and low-skilled workers. He says while there might not be massive layoffs, it could mean those businesses will stop hiring new workers, and anywhere from 200,000 to nearly 600,000 new people will simply not have the opportunity to get a job at all.
Some people who don't get jobs are effectively being asked to give up their income to people who have jobs, and that seems like a sort of perverse way to go at solving what is a genuine problem.
He says a more efficient way to give the working poor more money is to increase the earned income tax credit and to encourage more low-wage workers to sign up. Opponents have a steep hill to climb. Public opinion polls show the minimum wage is popular, particularly among those in New York City, Democrats, and minority voters. It is also backed and heavily promoted by the state's major labor unions, with ads including this one by the healthcare workers union, SEIU.
They stand on the other side of the counter, but a world away from the American dream. Workers trying to raise a family on $8 or $9 an hour.
Governor Cuomo even took his case to the state's big business leaders. Cuomo offered to sweeten the plan with tax cuts for businesses.
Are there state tax cuts for business that can help offset the cost of the minimum wage? Because you could wind up with a win-win here.
The bill is expected to be a centerpiece of the governor's agenda in the 2016 legislative session, which begins in 2 months. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.